A steaming hot cup of Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
Really sad news coming in overnight. Well, actually yesterday it sort of surfaced, didn't it?
Danny Frawley, of course,
plenty of people
away.
Paying tribute to an AFL great. St Kilda veteran, 200 plus games, and a former Richmond coach died yesterday in what I've seen reported as a single vehicle crash. That was just a day after his 56th birthday.
I know. I don't know, if you have Fox footy, you would have seen him every weekend on Bounce. Such a fun guy. He's always had a smile on his face, always laughing and joking. I mean, that's only from me seeing him on the TV. Like, I can't imagine his friends and family.
It's rare in many ways, but I don't know anyone that had bad words to say about him.
No.
You know, there are plenty of people calling him a great and one of the good ones. And so,
very sad.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
All right, let's start at the bottom and work up today. We'll go backwards.
Oh, God, all right.
You ready?
Three.
Okay. Yes, today is, for those that didn't know, World Suicide Prevention Day.
Right, yeah.
I mean, I think every day should be, but this is like United Nations sort of certified. There are activities I know in Pinjarra happening later on today, but I'm sure lots of places are doing things.
Yeah.
If you want to find out about the Pinjarra events, the Murray Suicide Awareness Network has a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing something to remember the people that have, you know, have been lost to suicide. And a reminder that Lifeline's number is 13 11 14, or you can get in contact with Beyond Blue at their website, beyondblue.org.au.
Yeah.
September is Biodiversity Month, and we are encouraged by the government, no less, to compost, be responsible pet owners, recycle, get weeds, get rid of weeds, because weeds going into the wrong places can ruin, you know, biodiversity. Only put water down our drains, all that kind of stuff. There's a whole lot of stuff they talk about at their website.
Only put water down your drain?
Yeah.
In every drain?
Well, as opposed to, like, fat and food scraps and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, like, has that made you think?
Well, I'm just thinking, is that possible when you wash your hands with soap and shampoo?
Okay,
yes.
Soap, I think, is okay.
And dish washing
liquid. What comes out of the toilet's probably okay as well.
Yeah, I mean, when you go to the toilet.
Within limits, is what we're saying.
Okay, good.
You know, don't just pour things down at us.
Don't start going to the loo in the backyard.
No, I don't think that's helping biodiversity, just quietly, no.
And this week, unless you're weighing on your lemon tree, that's a great idea.
Okay, all right. I think we've covered all the bases now. And it's also National Kids Teaching Kids Week. We've run out of time to explain what that means, though. But it basically means, it's environmental too, kids can find ways to help other kids learn about complex environmental problems and then do, like, comedy routines or dance shows or poems and things.
Making important issues fun.
KidsTeachingKids.com.au will explain it better than that. A mum of two has tied the knot with a tree.
Oh, good on her.
And now, Kate Cunningham has decided to marry the elder tree in Litherland's Rimrose Valley Park as a stunt to raise awareness about a campaign opposing the construction of a new road that's going through there.
Apparently, what she's doing.
Though, she even had a hen's night beforehand, which I imagine would have been quite a crazy affair. But yeah, she now plans to change her name by deed poll to Kate Rose Elder, because it's an
elder,
rose, an elder tree.
I thought it was going to be bark or
you could be.
Leaf.
A lot of things,
No, I think she missed the mark there.
She says her boyfriend approves, but her oldest son was a little bit embarrassed. I could just imagine her son. Mum's only gone and married a tree.
I'm just wondering about her hen's night. What did she do? Go and, like, party in a forest?
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
Ew, look at all these other trees.
What would you wear? You know, they wear, like, blow condoms and stuff on hen's nights quite often.
Leaves.
Yeah, that would make sense.
And bark.
I'm surprised, to be honest, that her boyfriend was on board, because how do you compete with that kind of wood? I've seen robots flossing. I've seen cartoons flossing. I've seen a lot of flossing.
Now, if you don't know what the floss is, it kind of came from the video game Fortnite. It's a dance they do when they win battles, I think, if that's what it's called. People are probably laughing at me going, battles in Fortnite. Anyway, it's like a pendulum kind of move.
It's a celebratory dance.
It is. The hands are dead straight. The arms are dead straight.
But they swing.
They swing. Your hips swing. It's like a pendulum.
You've seen people doing it, if you don't know what
we're
talking about.
You'll know what
we're talking
about.
You've seen people doing it. Anyway.
It's all in the hips over here. Anyway, there's a world record has been set for the most people doing the floss simultaneously.
Really?
This has been set at a high school in Britain. So 978 students have done the floss simultaneously.
You watch this go, because there's not that many. Like, flossing hasn't been around for that long in the scheme of things. So, like, it'll start now, like, and it'll just keep building. So
Because, yeah, 978 people, I'm sure they can get more than that.
I reckon.
People that know the floss.
We can do that.
Yeah, we don't have 978 staff.
Not us. Oh. I mean, like, here in the Peel. Like,
in the Peel, yeah, let's get.
In WA generally.
Or we schools. Could come up with schools. Hey, I'm just putting it out there. If there's any schools listening and you've got more than 978 students.
Get a world record attempt going on.
Get out on the oval and do the floss.
And also, maybe get some dental floss out at the same time and double floss.
Ultimate floss.
Floss and floss, you know what I'm saying?
Whilst eating fairy floss.
Oh, I don't know if you should floss whilst eating fairy floss. I think that might defeat the purpose.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With their own answer to Richard Wilkins, Nikki Parkinson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Not sure how I feel about that.
It's a two-edged sword, to be fair.
Kevin Hart is facing at least 4 months of aggressive physical therapy in the aftermath of his car accident. Hart's surgeons had to fuse his spine in three different places after it was determined he endured multiple fractures in his back during that crash last week. So all the best to Kevin in the next 4 months or so, poor guy. Now, the Backstreet Boys have teamed up with DJ Steve Aoki for a new track called Let It Be Me.
I'm going to say it's a little better than their last effort.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's
and
a bit cooler.
I'm impressed that they're not dancing in the music video,
aren't
which
they?
Is nice. Well, they're separately dancing, just a little bit. Okay. Not the whole the Backstreet Boys choreographed routine.
Right. Well, they missed an opportunity,
which is nice.
In my opinion. But carry on.
Now, Pierce Brosnan wants to see a female 007 after rumours circulated this summer that actress Lashana Lynch may take over the role after this upcoming movie. She's also starring in the movie that's coming
There's
out in
There's some suggestions
April.
This is like a handover
kind
of movie.
Yes, a bit of a handball. So we'll see. But this is what Pierce had to say. Get out of the way, guys. Put a woman up there. I think it would be exhilarating. It would be exciting. But he added that it's unlikely to happen while producer Barbara Broccoli continues to helm the franchise.
Right.
I just love that name, Barbara Broccoli.
The healthy alternative.
He reckons it's not going to happen while she's in the role. So we'll see what happens. The new movie, No Time to Die, starring Daniel Craig, arrives in April. And you'll also see Lashana in that movie.
Okay.
And Gillian Anderson is set to portray Margaret Thatcher in the fourth season of The Crown. She says she's so excited to have the opportunity to portray such a complicated and controversial woman. Whether loved or despised, she's defined an era. So The Crown's third season is set to debut on November 17 on Netflix.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.